Title of my message this week, Danger. Danger, danger, danger. And I use from my scripture text this week. We're still in the book of Mark. We pick it up in chapter 8, starting at verse 27. And this is when Jesus was predicting his death. He tried to tell these guys what was going to take place. They kind of ignored him. So anyhow, he's telling them again. Then Jesus began to tell them that he, the Son of Man, would suffer many terrible things and be rejected by the leaders and the leading priests and the teachers of religious law. He would be killed, and 3 days later he'd rise again. And as he talked about this openly with his disciples, Peter took him aside and told him, you shouldn't say things like that, Jesus. And Jesus turned and looked at his disciples, and then he said to Peter very sternly, get away from me, Satan. You are seeing things merely from a human point of view and not from God's. And then he called his disciples and the crowds to come over and listen. This is what he said, red letter edition. If any of you want to be my followers, you must put aside your selfish ambitions. Shoulder your cross and follow me. And if you try to keep your life for yourself, you will lose it. But if you give up your life for my sake and for the sake of the good news, you'll find true life. And how do you benefit if you gain the whole world but lose your soul in the process? Is anything worth more than your soul? If a person is ashamed of me and my message in these adulterous, sinful days, I, the Son of Man, will be ashamed of that person. And when I return in the glory of my Father with the holy angels. And in the very first part of chapter 9, he said, and I assure you that some of you standing here right now will not die before you see the kingdom of God arrive in great power. And that's one of the hard sayings of Jesus we can look at sometime.